So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the halachas of hamur dehana mechaveir, a person who is prohibited in all benefits from his friend. Nevertheless, the Mishnah rules, umalam de medrash halachas v'agadis, the madr may teach the mudr medrash halachas and agadata, which are terish peh, without pay. Aval lo yilam dena mikra, but the madr may not teach the mudr chumash, which is terish b'ksav, without pay. Aval, malam who is banav is benois of mikra, however, the madr may teach the mudr's sons and daughters, even chumash, without pay. In explanation of the Mishnah, the Gemara cites a pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan where Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Re'ei lamadati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem l'kai. Notice that I taught you Torah without pay, as per Hashem's instructions. Ma'ani b'chinam af atem name b'chinam. Just as I taught you without pay, so too a person must teach Torah without pay. This explains the first ruling of the Mishnah, Umalam de med shalachas v'agadis, regarding Torah Shabbat Peh, the Madr may teach the Mudr without pay because le'mahanile. The Mudr does not benefit because einot l'nschar le'medrash. A Rebbe may not accept payment for teaching Torah Shabbat Peh. The Ran adds that the Mudr is not considered to be benefiting from the mitzvah of learning Torah itself either because mitzvahs lav l'hanis nitnu. Mitzvahs were not given as benefits. However, the second ruling of the Mishnah, lo yilam dena mikra, regarding Torah Shabbat, the Madr may not teach the Mudr without pay because mahani lei, the mudr does benefit, apparently because l'nschar l'mikra. A Rebbe may accept payment for teaching Torah Shabbat Ksav, the question is why? In which there is a machlekes. Rav Amar Schar Shimer, a Rebbe may accept payment for watching the young children who are generally taught Chumash. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Schar Pisuk Taimen, a Rebbe may accept pay for teaching the Taimen, the trup of the Pesukim. As the Gemara later explains, Rav holds, Ein l'nschar Pisuk Taimen, because Pesach time in Midei Raisa, and is therefore included in the Pasuk from which we learn Ma'ani Bechinim Af Atem Name Bechinim. While Rabbi Yechonon holds Noitlan Schar Pesach time, because Pesach time in Lavdai Raisa, and it's not included in the Pasuk. The relevant difference between these reasons is when teaching Gedolim, adults, and Banai's daughters. According to Rav, one may not accept Schar when teaching Gedolim or Banai's, because Ein Tzrichim Shmira, they do not need supervision. However, according to Rabbi Yechonon, one may accept schar even when teaching Gedolim u'banos mishum pisuk taimen. Accordingly, the Mishnah's ruling lo yilam dena mikra refers to makom shenitlan schar ala mikra, where Rebbe accepts schar for teaching chumash. And according to Rav, the Mishnah refers to ketanim, young boys, in which the Mishnah must be reworded as follows: lo yilam dena mikra bekatan. If the mudr was a boy, then the madr may not teach him chumash without pay, because kamahani le b'schar shimer. However, if the mudr was an adult, then the madr may teach chumash to both him and his sons without pay, because loy kamahani le deleka schar shimer, and he does not need to be watched. Ubanav begrama ba'amu kamasani, and the benefit of the madr watching his children is indirect. However, according to Rabbi Yechonon, the Mishnah refers to both boys and men, in which loy yilam dena mikra because kamahani le b'schar pisuk taimim. The Ran adds, Malkum she'enoitlin schar ala mikra, where Rebbe does not accept schar for teaching chumash, it is because machmirin al atzmam kadesh lo yivol yulita schar ala medrash. They're stringent, out of concern that one will come to accept schar limud for Torah Shabbat Peh. Therefore, malam de mikra, a madr may teach the mudr even chumash without pay, because lo kemahani le de'ein noitlin schar. The Gemara continues with a braisa. A Rebbe should not teach children a new Chumash lesson on Shabbos, but rather review a previous lesson, even if they only learned it once. Question is why? The Gemara at first explains that according to Rabbi Yechonon, we could explain it as an issue of Isser Schar Shabbos, the prohibition to earn money on Shabbos. Ain Karim Betchila B'Shabbos, because Iker Schar Pisuk Taimim B'Shabbos, the Rebbe is earning money through Pisuk Taimim. However, Shein Berishin, because Lekes Char Pisik Taimim, they already know the Pisik Taimim from the first lesson. However, according to Rav, there is no distinction between Karim Betchila and Sheinin, because in both cases, Iker Schar Shimur B'Shabbos. Therefore, the Brisa must be referring to Bahavla, where the Rebbe receives Schar Shimur per week or month, but not per day. There is no Isser Schar Shabbos. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Yechonon, that cannot be the reason. Therefore, the Gemara explains the reason for Tinaikis Le Karin B'Tchila B'Shabbos El Hashayin and Berishin, shum di yifnu av hosan di nuki le mitzvasa de shabbata, so that the fathers can fulfill mitzvah Shabbos in spending time with their children, as the Ran explains. In karim b'tchila b'shabbos, yichushu le bitulam v'lo yishtashu, the fathers will not want to interrupt their sons from learning chumash. However, shayna b'mikra, because lo yichushu le bitulam u'mishtashin, the father will not mind to interrupt their son from reviewing chumash, because it can easily be done at another time. The Gemara mentions another reason. Mishum de b'shabbata ochlam v'shasin, v'yakar alein alma. People do not feel well on Shabbos because they eat and drink more than on a weekday, and their bodies are not accustomed to the excessive eating. Therefore, in karim b'tchila b'Shabbos, because as the Ran explains, they are not able to learn a new lesson because tzarich in meruba. It requires a great deal of concentration. However, shayna b'mikra, they are able to review chumash because ein tzarich in meruba. It does not require a great deal of concentration. The Gemara cites a pasuk in Nehemiah as Rav's source. That pisuk taimim deiraisa. The pasuk states, "V'yikaru b'sefer Torah salikim mefurish b'som seichel v'yavinu b'mikra." The words "V'yikaru b'sefer Torah salikim zem mikra" refers to the actual reading of the pesukim. The word "mefurish" zem targum refers to targum onkelos. The words "v'som seichel elu ha-pesukim" refers to the separation of the pesukim. The words "v'yavinu b'mikra zem pisuk taimim" refers to the trap. The Amri law, Elo HaMesiris. Some say this refers to Chaseris V'Yeseris, the words that are missing letters or that have additional letters. Rav Yitzchak says that Mikra Seifrim, the way one reads the Torah with Taimim, Trop, the Iter Seifrim, and the excessive Torah words that enhance the initial words, the Karyan Malay Chasivan, and the words read aloud but not written, the Chasivan Malay Karyan, and the written words that are not read aloud, Halacha l'Moshe Mesinai were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And the Gemara continues with examples of the above.